I'm so nervous.
We should say something like
new set. Yeah. Let's roll with it.
After 14 long days of silence, yeah. We are back, baby. Say the Heat Unfiltered, woo! Season 5. Oh! Woo!
Hit that intro, baby.
Yeah, let's just do go. It. I couldn't hear a single thing. I thought I could hear it.
Wait, that just cut out.
Yeah, it just cut out. Let's restart that.
It's Comic Town, baby! Woo!
Ow! Wowza.
Welcome back to Zane and Heat Unfiltered Season 5, baby! Yeah! For the people listening, we are at we're in a brand new set.
Yep.
We have relocated from Heath and Mariah's house, and now we're doing it at my house. And this looks amazing. I already love this so much better than last season.
It feels so cozy.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Matt just walked in for the first time to see it a couple of minutes ago. So what's your thoughts? What you expected? What are we thinking here?
I'm in awe. It's everything and more. I love it. I feel like we're like in a basement. Like, it's like kind of like basement vibe.
And what's funny is that's exactly the vibe that we were trying to go for.
We're going for like mid-century, like 70s basement.
Ooh, I love it. This Togo couch, authentic, real, genuine leather.
Real.
I don't know if you could tell, but each piece was picked separately.
That's right.
For the room.
You guys piece it together so damn well. And I'm also so excited, like, I think it's so versatile for like the seasons as well. Like I already see a Christmas tree already in the corner.
Yeah. It feels cozy, homey to me.
Yeah, exactly. And is that fireplace real? Like, can it emit heat?
It can emit heat.
It's not a real fire, but yes, it has heat settings on it.
I dig it. And then, wait, is this our old sign too?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I love that we have like an earthquake like detector meter. Like, if anything happens, that will truly let us know.
Because we can never tell, especially when we're recording. We never know when there's an earthquake happening. Because
this thing will just
hasn't there
swinging.
Been one or two earthquakes while we're recording that we missed? Since we started season one?
Small ones, maybe. But I don't think we've ever had like a good, decent one on camera.
Where it like really moved this room.
That'll be the most obvious. Like,
oh, and we're on
tell.
The top floor. We're on the, we're on the second story.
Oh, we're going to be shaking.
So, we're going to be feeling
everything.
We're
going to shake things up this season.
Exactly. Baby.
You guys nailed it though. I can't. It's
does the
it's
does so, the carpet look familiar?
Is this the carpet from the old place?
We ripped it up and cut it to fit in here.
Okay, so wait, was that room before, did it have carpet, or did you guys lay down that carpet?
We put the carpet in
there. It was laid down.
Oh,
it's wood floor. So not only was it wood floor in that room, but a lot of people didn't know there's a whole window, like glass sliding door in the back of the room. I thought everybody knew that. I feel like, I thought we've talked about it so many times, but when we posted that picture of the before and after we moved everything out of the set, people couldn't believe that there was a door there.
You should see what that room looks like now. Full bedroom.
Wow. You already like had enough time to like get a guest bedroom, like a bed in there and everything?
Well, we took the one from our bedroom and just put it in there because my parents are coming into town tomorrow.
Ah.
So we don't have a bed right now. We're going to figure it out. but yeah, so we had worked for the last like week and a half to, since those walls were built, there's holes and it was just absolutely insane. That room was trashed.
Yeah.
Like the walls were disgusting. So we had to go in with spackle. Like,
and fill up the holes properly.
Put, like, spackle all in it. And, like,
is that hard to do? Like,
it was very time consuming.
Damn, you guys did a fantastic job.
Yeah,
and
job.
It's nice. Jordan has like his own little quarters in the walk-in closet in here, which is cool.
Oh yeah, we have a nice little walk-in closet now. We're not like all jammed up in the room like last time.
What did you end up doing with the other chair or like the
couch? Just sitting in the other room.
You're gonna give it to me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you need some furniture to fill this house. There's a lot of space.
A lot of space. The house that we talked about already, but it's like, it's bigger than the one I lived in before, and it's just a lot of space to have to fill up. We're trying to get some free furniture, but it's really hard. Nobody wants to give me free furniture. I think they go to my page and they're just like, comedy is not our fort.
Do you think we can make the couch funny for a video?
So what are we going to do with the couch that's going to really perform in our sales? I don't know. I was just going to maybe post a story or something, but Yeah. Should we say what else is new?
We do have a couple more changes
share
for this
it
season.
Up.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Mariah is actually now full-time producer of the show.
Oh, baby. Wow. She has been.
She's like, I am.
It's not nominated. She's been promoted.
Oh, got to update that LinkedIn. We'll endorse you on the skills. Yeah, we'll get everyone to endorse you.
Which is the reason why you have, like, in the first, like, the 3 minutes, you haven't, like, really heard her speak, because she's like, now she's going to be produced. She's going to be on the computer, kind of like making sure we're on track with what we're talking about.
Running the show, she's going to be doing like all the pulling stuff up. She's going to be our Jamie.
Our Jamie for Joe Rogan. Yeah,
but I already know, because Mariah, she's not going to be able to shut her mouth for more.
I'm itching right now.
Yeah, I know. I feel like she wants to say so much. But you know, Mariah, you know that you are still allowed to say whatever you want at any point.
They only gave me 50 words to say every episode.
Yeah.
People can counter on her.
Use it wisely.
Now that I'm thinking, I think I want her in like a producer outfit for every episode.
I'll dress up.
Skirt.
I'll heels, clock in.
Like a flight attendant. Oh,
yeah. Producer chic.
And it's only these. Like when they tell
yes. This is just so wild getting used to, though. I feel like I'm like in a bit of like a fever dream. Like, I had a dream last night, but we were in a different set. It
does feel weird recording the show in a new room, though.
Like, yeah.
It's cool.
And you know what I love most about it? And I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to put y'all on the spot, but there's fucking AC in this room. And I hate it that there was no AC in the last room.
Was there AC, or there was just unreliable?
It was, but it wasn't like.
It was just soft. It's old.
It was soft. Yeah. It wasn't blowing hard. Now we can. If we wanted to, we could make this bitch like an ice box.
Good. Because I love picking like cozy outfits for recording an episode.
Oh, we almost had to move the set back to my house once we got this all set up in here.
Mm. Why?
We plugged the lights in and put one camera in to do like a test angle. The whole room short-circuited.
Oh, no.
While you were on your honeymoon, we were going through tragedy.
You gotta do some electrical engineering.
It was intense. But yeah, it kept short-circuiting. We'd reset it. And it just kept happening. We had 4 different electricians come out. They were trying to charge us like $8,000. They're like, you have to rewire the entire house, like do all this
stuff. Put holes on the walls because there's no like crawl space. We're like, this isn't my house. Like we're not trying to spend. But the reason why we did this ourselves was to save money, right? Because the last set was so expensive.
We get a whole gas generator up in that bath. They're like, sorry, guys.
And we just, and this was after everything was set, right?
Yeah.
So after everything was set, it just, everything just kept blowing out. And I looked at Heath. Heath looked like he was about to kill me. I felt so bad. I felt like it was my fault. It sucked. And all we had to do was literally just have the lights go through one breaker, which was from the bathroom.
Okay.
Because every bathroom has its own breaker.
Oh,
so we
right.
just have all the lights through the bathroom and everything else is through the room and we're good. Good to go.
Fascinating.
But we do have to watch out. If you're ever thinking about plugging in a laptop to work, just be mindful of how much
voltage.
Energy is. Yeah, exactly. How much voltage.
We're being energy efficient here.
Also, this shares the same energy source as the guest room. So whenever there's guests in town, I just have to really let them know not to blow dry their hair while we're recording because that shit will blow out.
What is up with blow dryers, though? It's like the one appliance where you have to like deal with these buttons just to make sure that it goes. I guess they require that much voltage, but it's 2023.
You know,
why isn't there?
I'm not surprised because look at the inside of a blow dryer. And tell me it doesn't look like more mechanics in there than a whole Mac laptop. Like it looks like there's 18,000 little like wires in there that like have to like produce this heat.
I know.
It's crazy.
I had like a mini meltdown the other day trying to figure out.
A mini meltdown?
Yeah.
You
like,
had a couple. It's okay.
This is separate from doing the set. It was me trying to figure out how a wheel turns.
Okay.
Like I get it. I understand. But you need something that turns to turn a wheel. What makes that initial thing turn? And like, you know, like you put like a little battery fan.
Yeah.
Okay. You plug the battery in, you turn it on. But what is making the initial thing spin to turn a fan? And it was driving me insane. And then I ended up looking it up and it's not what I thought.
Heath almost died the other day.
Oh yeah. Electricity. Don't play around with it.
No.
So you remember the old set, how we had the fake walls that were like 8 inches off of the the main wall? So we had to extend the outlets to go through.
Okay, yes,
so when
we
pulled the walls out, there were just an electric box extended out that was sticking out. So I had to take those off and put the original ones back on so it was flush with the wall. So I'm taking them off and I get them like ready to go. And I called my dad. I was like, Dad, I'm not going to die, right? And he's like, nah, you're all right. And I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, just.
Not going to die from just removing
I had to cut the wires of the outlet so I could put the other ones in.
Mind you, his dad has fully been electrocuted before.
I've seen my dad get electrocuted so many times.
Out.
Like, he just, it will lock, and I've seen him fall on his back, and it's been bad.
But he's so big, though, that electricity would take so long to get through his, like, whole body.
Yeah. Have you ever had, like, an electrician come over, and you can tell that they've been, like,
and they tried to hide it
before? They have that, like, that weird, like, tweet going on. You're like, yo, this guy has touched some things he shouldn't have.
That's funny.
Body's just used to it.
Uh-huh.
So I was on the phone with my dad. I was on FaceTime, and he was like, all right.
My heart right now.
He's like, do you have any, like, wire cutters or anything like that? I was like, yeah, but not like really good ones. He's like, okay. I was like, I have like garden shears for like clipping like rose bushes. He's like, yeah, that'll work. So it's the one that has like the long fucking like blade that goes like this. So I go and he's like, all right, you ready? He's like, all right, cut the ground. It's like, okay. So I popped it. He's like, good. He's like, all right, now do your neutral. And I popped it. And he's like, all right, you ready for the next one? He was like, all right, you're going to cut hot now. And I was like, okay. He's like, do it quick.
I was like, shit.
And I was like, should I just turn like the power off to the room? Like just flip the breaker? And he's like, not if you do it quick. And I was like, okay. So I propped the phone up as I was getting ready to do it. And I put the garden shears in and I clicked it. And as I clicked it, my hand pushed it forward and the metal of the blade touched the metal box. So it just goes... boom! And it exploded a fireball into my face.
What?
And I jumped back across the room. Scariest thing I've ever experienced. I thought in that moment I died because it was so loud. It was like, boom! And my dad was like, you good? I was like, I think so.
It's a wild feeling, like not knowing in that first 2 seconds, like if you're dead or not. Like, he was did God take you? Like, is this it? Like, is this the?
He was like, did you get electrocuted? I was like, I don't know, but I'm freaking out right now. Like, I felt like everything was racing.
Did you feel like a current had gone through you? Like, you know those like shock buttons or something like that like flutter you up a little bit.
I don't know.
Oh wow.
I don't know. It happened so quick, and my body jolted from like. I don't know if it was like from being electrocuted or if it was just like being startled.
My baby completed a circuit with his own body.
Dude, it was the brightest flash in my eyes you could imagine. Like, I felt like I was welding without a
Wait, you said you put your camera up to record it.
No, for my dad. I put it up so my dad could see it, and I was like, what did it look like? He's like, it looked pretty badass, I'm not gonna lie.
You got like special powers now. This is like your origin story of like...
I can change the channel with my finger. I don't need a remote.
It's so funny the way you think, right? There was two things that is just like, I would have never done that, right? First was just not shutting off the electrical. Like, it's just so simple to do that, right? But you're like, I'm gonna keep it on. Then you set up the phone, which you should have been recording for your own just pleasure or just something to look back on to see how stupid that was. And then it's just FaceTime. Like, there's just no proof. You have nothing to look back on.
Just a memory.
After making it, after making a decision like that. That would be cool if
they, like, gave you an option to record, like, a FaceTime call, but both parties have to, like, agree to it. Mm-hmm. But then again, that's kind of like, I don't know.
It's possible.
Do you want to record this? I don't know.
It's possible.
Good. I'm glad you're alive and well. This would have started off our season on a bad note. What if you were like paralyzed from it? Like you were never the same.
Stop.
I'm saying insurance.
I have a crazy fear of that.
Like
I am currently healthy right now. There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah.
Right, that's where you come in. Some people, currently. Sorry. I have to pick up Mariah's puns now. I have to do
current,
it now.
Concurrent energy.
Like, there's people that will get paralyzed, and the day before they were completely normal, but it was like a freak accident. Like, what if I'm living my life up to that day? And like, say, like, a year from now, I am paralyzed. And you don't know, but like, my biggest fear is like, that's
a tiny little thing like that.
You know what I mean?
It's so sad. I actually have a couple replacements in mind if that were to happen, but that's so sad.
I could still talk if I'm paralyzed.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. But I do have a couple.
I think he's just.
You know, I saw a TikTok recently about the founder of Girl Scouts during her wedding when people threw like rice and like, you know, like seeds and stuff. You know how people do that when you walk out of a wedding?
Yeah.
The rice got lodged in her ear from her wedding guest and caused her to lose her hearing.
No.
Oh,
from her wedding, from the rice, from the rice people threw at the bride and groom at a wedding went into her ear. The founder of Girl Scouts, and apparently a lot of Girl Scouts know this story because I think they say it in Girl Scouts. But yeah, it went in her ear.
I always believe in karma, right? I think that she wasn't listening ever, right?
Or somebody was telling her something like, "Hey, you need to stop stealing from small girls. Stop stealing money," and she wouldn't listen. The rice went into. I believe.
Or
in that
she had a problem with like eavesdropping. Mm. It's like, you want to keep, you know, calm. You want to keep doing this.
This is off topic, but I just got my Tesla. Maybe like 3 weeks ago. Like brand new.
You
lease.
Got a new one?
Yeah, I got a new lease. I had the last one for 2 years, so like I got a new one. And, you know, it's exciting. I got a new car, smells good. The new car, you know, it's always nice. And then I didn't have for 3 weeks, right? There's a crack on the back of my tail lights. I completely curb rash, like the biggest curb rash. You know, there's a small curb rash, but then there's a big one, right?
A curb rash is when you just like rub against a curb and it scuffs up the body. Okay.
On the rim.
On the rim. Okay, yeah. Got it.
I was so upset and I was so embarrassed when this happened. I was actually leaving Erewhon. Heath, you were on the phone. I was talking to you. I was leaving Erewhon and a car full of girls is leaving with me. And they put the windows down and they're like, and I'm like, hey, I'm on the phone with Heath. Like we're talking about probably like just something for the podcast and I'm trying to leave. But like, you know, there's people behind me. I wanted to be sweet. So like, hey guys, how are you doing? And I'm driving as I'm leaving. So I'm like that whole like,
Speedway.
I'm like, hey guys, how you doing? And then I just, boom, I fly, right? I hit this curb so hard where my windows are down. So my head goes out the window like this and I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Heath, I just curb rushed so bad. I look behind me, they're all still filming.
No!
I want to see
and
the
I'm
video.
Just, how is it not up yet? How have I not seen this clip yet? Because that is the most embarrassing.
They looked at that, but they're like, let's not even share that. They just feel bad.
It's crazy that's so the second time you did that too. Because remember you did it at Dunkin' Donuts in Florida?
Heath, that's not the site. I've done this maybe 30 times. I'm so good. I'm a professional curb rasher.
Yeah.
I don't know because I have a back, like a back mirror, like back rear view camera. So I shouldn't be curb rashing. But I like to just get as close as I possibly can every time. And
you
just
live life on the edge.
I do.
If it's still a lease and you get a curb rash, when you turn it back in, are they like,
it's damaged.
Yeah, it's damaged. So you have to like pay. You have to pay for whatever damage. So it's good to like try to get somebody to fix it for cheap.
Right.
And then you return it. Yeah.
That's just the worst. Like those moments where you're in a car and just people are watching you, whether it's parking, like a friend being like, hey, pull in right here. People watching you park is the most like embarrassing.
Super stressful. I actually don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind people watching me park. It's the curb. It's the curb rushing. But now that I got that out of the way, I'm good. Yeah. And then the back of my taillight is just, I think it was just like a rock from the highway or something because it doesn't look like somebody hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like somebody like threw something and it smashed a hole through because it's like a perfect hole in your taillight.
But it just happened so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not fair. Like, and now it looks like I did it. It's my fault. Even though I
had some car trouble too. My car went into limp mode.
This is your G-Wagon? Yeah. Oh, what's limp mode? Wait, is that
where it only plays Limp Bizkit? No, so basically I went to go get into my car and I started driving and I turned out of my neighborhood and I just went to get on the gas and it just goes, and it will only do like 25 miles an hour.
So is it automatic or a manual car?
It's automatic, okay. But like it's just stuck. It will not go over 25 miles an hour. I'm flooring it trying to go and it just won't do it. So like, all right, this is weird. So I went back home, I looked it up, and apparently it's like a safety feature that if something is wrong with your car, it'll restrict you and put you in limp mode so you don't go too fast and make the issue worse.
Oh,
brand new car.
It's bullshit, man. So I called the dealership and they were like, yeah, you're gonna have to get it towed in. Cause I couldn't get on a highway to go drive it anywhere.
Oh, right.
And I was like, okay.
Do they at least pay for the towing?
They did.
Okay, good.
They did cover the towing and everything. And yeah, I guess it was something to do with like a computer chip that went bad.
Yeah.
So they did like an update with the software. And
dude, these computer chips, man, when I like for my Tesla, it's a computer chip when you unlock and lock your car. And if the chip just moves a little bit, you can't like unlock and lock your car.
Yeah. Oh, what's crazy that I didn't even think about till the other night, we went out to dinner together and the valet parked his car in the middle of like 100 Teslas. And I was like, oh my God, you can't even click your car to see the lights come on to know which one you are. I was like, you have to walk up to every door and put your card up to
wait,
it to see.
What?
Wait, are you talking about for
Tesla's for your car?
Well, that's no. Normally, people would have like there's a key you can give them, but like most a lot like half the people have like the card still.
You have a physical key to click?
I don't have a physical key, but you can get a key, but it costs like a but lot. But most
like the little Hot Wheel looking key.
Yeah, that okay. Like David has one like. For your Tesla.
That doesn't come automatically when you get a Tesla.
No, they give you key cards.
So he has the card. I'm like, you don't even know which car is yours unless you walk up to the doors and swipe to see if it unlocks.
So if there is
you can't click the lights to flash.
If there's a bunch of gray Teslas, I'd be like so screwed. I would have to check like inside every single car. Yeah.
Wow.
I guess, do you have like an app that you can
there's
like
also beep? You could also connect it to your app. Yeah, but I don't like use my app. I'm very traditional. Right. I don't trust the apps.
Mm. Your whole car is an app.
Yeah, my whole life is apps. But when it comes to my car, I don't trust it. They're setting us up for something.
Did you see that video of that girl who got in a car and she like had like an Acura or like a Lexus? She's like, guys, I've had this car for 3 or 4 years. And just now I realized that I have a moonroof. She was like, I moved my knee and I realized that I have a whole like sunroof. Can you believe this? And she's like filming it and she looks down and she goes, oh my God, I'm in the wrong car. And she got in the wrong car right next to hers. It was identical. But she was just freaking out that she realized that she had this moonroof in her car.
That it was just unlocked.
Yeah, I guess so. But it was hilarious. Just this moment of her freaking out. Because at first I was watching the video. I'm like, how did this woman not know?
It just reminds me when I woke up in that Kia.
That's really funny.
My knee just hit something here and I get a notification, moonroof open. Oh shit, this is not my car. Shit.
That is God. So funny.
I love people. I love it.
I would freak out.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But you know what I'm surprised that she... Every like you know your car smell. Like yes. If I get in someone else's car, I know immediately that it's not my car.
Like, or you like see things that aren't your like I feel like
she just must have been in the zone that day and
they probably Heath, if both people keep their cars clean, it's hard.
Look at that. I love sometimes like seeing a TikTok and like you can always like identify you're like, okay, that's Texas, that's Florida. Just by like a little clip of it, you already know.
Speaking of identifying as you like immediately know. You know how people on TikTok do the location geo guesser thing?
Yes.
They finally did it. They made a tournament for it. And having competitions.
Well, obviously they're not going to let that kid join, right?
But
that
wait, one kid. He's not a part of it.
He was like a host of it.
He needs to be a host because he would just win. It would be so unfair.
Okay, I used to really believe him. This stuff, though, about the dirt and they'll show it black and white and only like a clip of it. When he started doing those challenges,
and it would be like upside down for
bullshit.
But Matt, bullshit. I think when I was going through the comments, because I'm just so curious about that whole thing, too. I think he's live doing these. Like he'll go live and type it in, like, and it'll be like random. I think that's why everybody.
And I believe he's studied it so well. And also, I don't know if GeoGuessr is truly that random or they're cycling through kind of the same shit.
Yeah.
Where
he can recognize an image.
He's just really good at memorizing what he's seen.
Yeah, you memorize, in Thailand, there's always these yellow poles you see on the side of the streets. Mm-hmm. And
but
then
people
you
have had to. See, there's people out there that are trying to discredit him. There's probably a whole team that's trying to discredit him. I'm sure that, like, it really is. Random spot.
I watched like the final question for like I guess the
location or okay, where and was it?
I forget. I think it was in Russia, but they were both people that were competing were so close
to the actual
to
spot,
the actual pin, like literally this far away. But one was this far away and ended up winning.
Wow. I think that's a fun hobby to get like sucked into because you're learning the world at the same time.
Yeah.
You're studying architecture of different places, identifying plants,
yeah.
soil, road structures, rules and laws. And then that I think is just like infinitely fun. And then mm-hmm. once you've like mastered the world, it's like, I bet it's a lot of fun to travel.
I'm surprised the FBI hasn't like reached out to him.
Right.
Great.
I love it when people send in photos to him, like from their family's album.
Yeah.
And they go, this is my mom on a road trip with her family. Do you know where this is? And they're like, boom. And they find it.
No,
like,
exactly
that's
where it is.
So cool. But yeah, the FBI should totally hire
him. To help that, just to have him, like, just send him just a picture just to help solve a case, like to end, like, or just to get closure to families, like, okay, where was this?
You could totally solve some murders. Yeah. Or I would love that. If
like a dead body on dirt, he'll be like, ooh, he'll know the dirt.
Soil sample.
He doesn't need samples. He'll know.
Because I love going on like Carrollton, Texas, my hometown, they'll have like these Facebook pages where people will post photos of them from like the 40s or 50s, people in the town.
Yeah.
And they're like in front of some house and they go, does anybody know where this is? And I've just always wanted to be like, tell this guy, find it. I've tried to do my research, but sometimes I suck at it.
Do you think at this point he gets hit up so many times where he just like charges a good amount where it's like, okay, this is taking a lot of my time?
I think it would
depend
like, on what it would be.
Because it's like, you're not going to charge someone $1,000 to like his give agent, them a location. Like,
hey, if you want him to solve two pictures, that was going to be about $5,000 if you want to have him just like package deals to solve.
Spending that much money to like identify where a photo is at.
It's crazy that it's an insane talent that he works on. Now that there's like a championship involved, but there's not really much money to be made in it.
You know what?
Unless like you get hired by the FBI to be doing some sort of.
I guess the money you made is just from the following you accumulate by solving it. But it's like, I don't know. It's a bit like a magician, though. I bet he doesn't go out that much because some people could be like, all right, where's this? Where? And he's like, I need my laptop with me. Like some of that stuff requires more like research and.
I'm not gonna lie. Shout out to gamers. I'm so happy that like the world of gaming has become so big.
Yeah.
And because back then it was just looked down upon, the people that gamed and people that watched other gamers like years ago.
Yeah.
People that gamed, they were just like considered as like low lives. They're never gonna be anything in life. And now they're making more money than anybody.
Yeah.
It's pretty unreal in the industry. It's
people just awesome. In stream in general. It's fascinating. Yeah. Like I was on TikTok today and there was just a girl 7 a.m. and she's just like watching Hocus Pocus 2 live streaming. And I'm like, how is this?
Wait, and how is this homework?
I'm like, how is Dizzy not cracking down that someone is just streaming a full episode on TikTok? But this
That's
girl
what
just
I'm saying. Is
ranking in
allowed?
Gifts can and you... just sitting there eating, watching Hocus Pocus 2.
Can you make, are these streamers ought to make money like that? Like watch a movie and
I get, obviously, if they can like send in gifts and stuff. And
but are they taking the movie and putting it as a thing or they're.
No, it's like, it was like top frame, her webcam, bottom frame, the movie.
Yeah, I'm surprised like the system doesn't like.
Detect that.
Yeah, detect that.
But I was like, if that's a career meet, just watch it in movies. Yeah. I'll be streaming all day.
Sign me up.
I love how serious esports, like physical therapy has gotten.
Massaging their hands
for the e-athletes, like how serious they're like
they're putting their hands like an ice,
a professional sports team, like a football player with like the ice baths and the massages and like, you know, getting stretched out because they're like sitting and they need to be like limber and they have like specific chairs for like posture because they spend so much time.
Right.
And it's just like they have it dialed down to like a physical therapy science for these e-athletes. And it's so great. Like, it's so cool.
The second a lot of money starts getting involved, you can find anything to fix something that you need to get done for.
It's exactly right. Because remember when everybody wanted to ban violent video games because it was ruining the youth?
Yeah.
Oh, now that there's all this money to be made, where's that? You know, I thought they were turning us into violent.
There's money to be made in those games specifically. Call of Duty.
Grand Theft Auto.
I was just thinking of Grand Theft Auto because I remember that used to be such a huge, like Call of Duty. I feel like those games were never like
it's full on combat. Fortnite though had a genius approach of like, let's still have combat, but make it like quirky, cartoony, and fun. And if somebody dies, they just explode in all of their prizes go everywhere. Rather, because Fortnite would have been that big of a thing if people were actually bleeding and dying on the game. Yeah. It like opens up that kids can play it too. But Fortnite looks so complicated now. Like, what the hell is
it? It is.
Like,
there's a lot of color. There's a lot of color going on too.
Like, there's always some new little weapon. They're on a broomstick gliding through some, like...
But that's good for them, though, because they'll never run out of ideas. Mm-hmm. They could always come up with something.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
So genius, too. Give them the game for free and then charge them for everything.
That's the
move. If you could come up with your own type of championship for a live or, like, for gaming like this, what would you do?
I love how simple games like Wordle and Connections are too.
Yes, yeah,
like
I've been playing that a lot.
You can say that again.
Connections.
We're addicted.
Oh, can we do the Connections?
Matt, okay. Was it like this for you and you guys too? The first time I played Connections, it was pretty like easy, and then the second game I played, I was like, okay, it's getting a little harder. It gets harder but I think they make the first and second game easy
to get you addicted.
No,
everybody has the same game.
You're right.
But your brain, I think, because your brain starts overthinking it more and more and more, and you're like, I'm missing something. It's like diffusing a bomb on that game sometimes, because you're sitting there going, I don't know, because they'll trick you. But my strategy with Connections is you always go for the one doesn't make sense out of all of them.
If you guys don't know what the game Connections is, it's on your like Times, New York Times app.
Four words have a connection.
Yeah.
So there's four categories of four words, and you try to find the common theme or connection, but they'll get you because some of them are so similar.
That one's such bullshit. The last one where it's a word, a blank word, and then the word after.
I like that because that's like a guarantee. So then I'll start sitting there going like, oh, hard seltzer, hard candy, hard drive, like boom, boom, boom. Like that, the pop culture ones are like. But the thing is
that,
like,
that it's not like that every single time, right? They don't have a blank word every single one, do they?
Usually,
that's the thing. If they had it every time, then it'd be good, but they don't have it every time. So you have to sit there and you have to try to guess if there is a blank word with any of these words.
I just love, there was the bra parts the other day where that one I couldn't even
catch.
It was cup, wire, strap, and I was like, what the fuck are those? And it was all parts of a bra.
There was one purple one. You would have been so proud of me.
Which one? I
forgot. I think I screenshotted, but oh my God, you'd have been so proud. Yeah. That was the first one I got to.
Yesterday was my first purple first with the blank.
Your first purple purple?
Good. Right. Yeah. When you start off with that purple, it's just smooth sailing from there. Maybe.
You're getting the hard part out of the way first.
Yeah. I've been getting so frustrated with mobile gaming apps. The reason why I love the New York Times crossword app is because it's so simple. It's there. There's no ads. Yeah, you got to pay for it, but it's good. But when you go and look at all of these other gaming apps out there, you're like, it's just junk.
Yeah.
If it's not like too much of an established gaming app, there's just ads every fucking time you're trying to play it.
But like you're paying for it. Like that New York Times puzzle thing, you're paying what? Like 25, 30 bucks a month?
$40 a year.
Oh, you pay for the membership?
Oh, $40 a year? Oh, you see, I'm a Prime member. So I...
what else are you getting getting?
Yeah, so because I solved a crossword puzzle in under 4 minutes. So now I have this badge.
I'm just sweating out of envy.
Oh, by the way, happy Halloween. Today is Halloween.
Oh, is it today?
Yeah,
it's today. Man, I should have dressed up.
Yeah, it's today.
Have you guys got your costumes together?
Kind of.
I hate Halloween more and more every year. It is stressful. Because I feel like everybody else is taking their time doing it, so you feel like you have to, or you just look like a loser.
I hate Halloween also in LA. It's such a fucking...
because it's like, who looks... It's because it's not who's the funniest. I don't think that matters. It's who looks the hottest.
Yeah, who put the most money into their outfit. I love Halloween this season. Costumes, for me, is like the last afterthought. I like the vibe of Halloween and like welcoming in the autumn
everything
spirit.
Outside of the looking for costumes is fun.
I don't like the fact that there's a party every single day for 5 days before. And you have to have a different outfit for every single one.
Yeah.
Like,
or people point and laugh.
Doing a repeat outfit out here?
No,
you would
never.
You're the same thing from last.
Oh, you'd be on the first page on Reddit if that were to happen.
Oh, man, it's bad. But yeah, we got a
what's your costumes though?
Mariah Let's and I are doing it. The Reno 911 DUI scene.
Ooh, oh yes,
step bump. We're doing that.
How perfect!
Oh, I love that.
And then she's doing Edward Scissorhands, and what's your other one?
Right, you should be Edward Scissordance.
Oh, that's good. Like voguing.
Yeah, that's fun.
Patricia's out of town, so I couldn't do any couple costumes with her, but I'm doing like Roman Empire with Will Arden and
Jordan is doing Julius Caesar.
Oh, perfect. Well, we can all pose together. We're doing that for David's party. And then, I don't know, Rebecca Black's having a party, but I don't know what we're going to be.
What day is it on?
Black Friday.
Oh, right. Originally it was
Mariah coming
to be
in
Friday.
High. But
get this thing away from me.
No, I can't.
Mine was interesting. Someone gave this to me and I was like, oh, this is sick. Dr. Frankenfurter from Rocky Horror Show.
Yes.
I haven't seen that one before.
Oh, that's
unless
good.
It's been done.
What? Oh my gosh, you're gonna kill it. I'm a sweet transvestite.
That's a costume that Todd 100% would do and kill. Look.
Oh, are you going to do it with the
just
smock?
Just like that. Just
okay,
like that,
the smock, yeah. Oh, Tim Curry. Gosh, he was amazing.
I know. It's crazy knowing that that's Tim Curry.
You know, he had a stroke and he's like, he's just not this. He can't act anymore. Oh, he's like damn. 80, but he is iconic Tim Curry. His songs, like his albums of music that he made like back in the 70s are so good. He was like the villain in Home Alone 2.
Oh,
yeah.
He was also wow. The original It.
Yes. Clown? Yes. Pennywise. Really? Cool. Tim Curry's the best. You should totally do that. I always thought like, you would kill.
It's crazy that we always say It the Clown. It's Pennywise.
Right.
What made it It? Like, why did they say It?
Oh, because I don't know why they say It, because I think Pennywise is the clown's name, but It is like what it is. Like
that's
it's
so
coming
interesting
to get
that
you.
That's just
because
like,
he takes on like different forms and stuff. Like Pennywise finds what it's it that'll get you.
Right, right.
I think that's right. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, that's it. That's it. And we're sticking.
Here we go.
And then I was gonna do, you know, like those the comic book like.
It's
all like
Roy Lichtenstein pop art kind of stuff.
I was gonna try something like that and see.
There's one I want to do, but I feel like no one's going to get it.
What is
it? Oh, have you seen Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yeah.
It's one of the...
No, I know what it is, but I've never seen the movie.
Oh, it's just one of like the sons or whatever. And I saw someone on TikTok do it. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so good. And I really want to.
Oh, and then one more. Mariah came up with this idea. I love it. She's so good at Halloween costume ideas, by the way. You know Rob Schneider from 50 First Dates?
Yes. Yes.
In the video where she's watching with the coconut and the...
Dude, that's perfect. Your wig just arrived, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, it's a mop head. I'm like, what is this? I forgot. Yeah, dude, that's going
to
look perfect.
So good. I wanted to recreate the scene. I didn't know. I thought that was in the actual movie. I forget that it was in the footage, like in the video.
Oh, yes, where he was just dressing up.
So funny.
All right. Let's get down to business. Let's get to what everybody wants to talk about.
Yeah,
Matt, let's
the hot,
see
juicy
it. Hold
shit.
It up.
I don't know if the people who are watching, if you noticed, I got a ring on my left hand right
my
here.
My man is a married man.
I have a wife.
Woo!
I have a wife.
And not only does he have a wife, his wife is actually here with us today.
Mrs. King.
This is our first.
Mrs. King.
First time we've had Patricia King as a guest. Welcome, Patricia. Welcome
mic,
to the unfiltered set. I'm glad that you brought your wife to bring your it's like bring your wife to work day. For a very, very long time we've wanted you on this show, but we figured why not just wait until
after
the wedding. No, trust me, we've been talking about it for like a good year.
We were gonna
and
have
half.
You when you guys were engaged to talk about it, and then we're like, okay, let's just wait. Yeah.
Because we know it's gonna be hot. A lot of stuff was going to happen, and we're like, we should just wait.
So I'm just so excited to hear y'all's side of everything.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, guys. Seriously, it was absolutely beautiful. And I love the fact that that's where your parents got married. Mm-hmm. So you guys did it there. That's really
cool.
Same
reception, same church.
Yeah. Like, I love that.
Zane made me take the same photo as my mom.
Yes. Oh my God. So we were, I was one of Matt's groomsmen, right? So we got to just kind of, see Patricia's home where she grew up in, which beautiful, by the way. Oh my God, Mariah, the way they set their house up, you would have died.
Oh, did you guys not get to see it? Oh, because you guys could make the brunch.
So
that's right.
My favorite part about the house is that every single spot in the house is filled with either pictures, knickknacks. It just made me feel so homey. It made me feel so, like I didn't want to leave. And I 100% want to go back and stay there for like a good week.
Anytime.
Oh, please.
It was just, it was such a beautiful home.
Yeah, Zay was saying like, I love this. I'm like, why do you think I visit so often? Yeah, it's so great. Yeah.
So nice. And while I was looking through all like the pictures and stuff, because there's a lot to look at. I see a picture of Patricia's mom on her wedding day.
Uh-huh.
It was her in front of the altar, but it was, what I loved about this picture is that it was just her. It was usually it's the husband and the wife, but it was just her in front of the altar. And it was just like a flash picture. I'm like, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, I really like that this is just her by herself. Like it just seems different. Like, I feel like I haven't seen that yet. And I didn't think too much. I didn't even know that was the church that we're going to be in. And once we got to the church, I was like, oh my God, it's the same church. I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And I go to Patricia, or I didn't go to Patricia because she was so busy. I remember going to one of her bridesmaids or her mom, and I was like, we have to recreate. Sorry, I know this is not my day, but you have to like recreate this picture. Like, please just do it. You're going to look back and you're going to be glad you got it, because you could like put it side by side.
Yeah.
And they took the time to like do the picture exactly. They looked at the picture like she's facing this way.
It, like pulled up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they got it done. So cool. It was so cool.
Thank you. Cause I would never would have thought of that. Never.
But like, it's because you have a million pictures in the house. So how would you have ever, you probably haven't seen that picture in years.
No,
so much going on. But yeah, that was really cool. You guys did that whole wedding. I love how traditional it was. I love how like it was done at a church. It was that was my first church wedding.
Really?
So it was, very holy. I felt like all my sins were forgiven. I felt like just a new man.
Okay, I'm so curious. Did it feel long for you guys?
Oh boy.
It was long for me. I was
buckling. I kept looking
at Zane because I knew Zane was dying. He just kept doing this. And he was
And I kept thinking about, because he kept on telling me, you don't buckle your knees or you will faint. Which is so crazy to me. Like, doesn't make sense that like you have to just like
bend a little bit so you don't lock them.
Yeah, and that's all I was thinking about. Like, I barely heard what was happening at the altar. I was just like, don't lock your knees. Because if I just, imagine I just fell.
It in the middle. A lot.
Yeah.
He was even saying, the pastor was saying.
Oh yeah, he said that he could count or overcount on his hands how many times he has like seen people who have passed out. And you guys were kind of enjoying yourself before we were going in. They were having shots and
my
everything.
My dad was bringing the shots.
And I was like, please, guys,
go. It's crazy because like, Patricia and Matt should be the only ones nervous, but like everybody is nervous.
Yeah.
Everybody, like the bridesmaids, the groomsmen, everybody is feeling just as nervous as Matt and Patricia. We're all like, oh my God, we have to like make sure it's perfect.
Uh-huh.
Nobody can screw up. We're in a church. You know what I mean? It's not like outside where like something happened. Like, this is the church of the Lord. Like this is like, he's looking down upon us and we got to make sure we're on our best behavior.
Right.
And there's a few times I cussed in there. I did. I was just nervous. But I felt like I was forgiven immediately because I was inside the church. I was inside the holy place.
And the Greek church is very forgiving, I would say.
Yeah. Thank you. Y'all get crazy.
It's so wild though, like the nerves on your wedding day, like that experience of just mind, body, and soul and everything. It's so hard to describe because when it's happening to you, you've never experienced anything like it. So like, I was so nervous, but it wasn't like the nerves about like getting married. It's just, I think it's the nerves of being just so present for a moment that you're never going to forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you think also in that moment when you walk into the church and you're surrounded by so many of your like friends and family that you think you're going to like be able to like see everybody in your brain and in that moment. But no, it's like, it's all a blur. It's all like a blur because
And all attention is like on you guys.
Yeah.
Every moment, you know, just people are looking at you and that's got to be like.
And also the way we were set up, you know, in the Greek church, sometimes bride and grooms are facing each other the whole time or they're kind of countered out to the audience. Everyone behind us was such an afterthought because we're just focused on
which is
the
Lord. Nice. Honestly, if I had to sit there and stare at everyone, it would be fun, but it was like, kind of nice. I didn't have to sit in there staring at anybody.
I feel like it kind of made it feel like a little bit private for you guys and more intimate.
Yeah.
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 I guess seeing your guys' eyes too, it felt like a very private moment. I remember halfway through, Patricia looks at me, she's just like, because it was long.
It was long.
But it was, you know, it was not as long as it could have been. Exactly. It could have been longer.
Because we had four priests up there, they got everyone down the aisle. They kind of just went pretty quick with it.
Yeah.
I've been to one and if you do it right after Greek Easter, it's they have to do all the Greek Easter like chants,
gotcha,
or singing, whatever. And it was like an hour and a half long. Awful.
It was it also quicker, cool though, to like watch, because it's totally different than any other wedding that I've been to with like the crown, where they put it on each of you and they go back and forth and then they do like the walk around. Like it felt like it was something new to see. So it kind of like broke it apart and you're just more right, like, wow, this is really beautiful.
Like, the whole it's ceremony. A bit of like a challenge though. When you're up there with that crown, balancing that, then we're holding a candle the whole time and you're trying to remember to breathe. And then when you breathe, you might let over, up a candle and then you're trying to balance that thing out. Dude, it was a bit of a balance.
I kept having a fear like a gust of wind was going to come through and your veil was just going to like hit that candle. I was like, please do not.
No. Oh, and man. They put your rings on like, in the beginning, like that's like the first thing that happens.
Oh, Patricia. And they put it on your right hand too. So that's just the way they do it.
I tried on my wedding band on my right hand because, you know, didn't really. You were
so used to having it on the left.
Well, your right hand is thicker.
It didn't go over. Like it literally was stuck before my. So
I see them put it on her finger and it doesn't reach past her middle. And I'm like, I'm looking at her, I'm like,
that's
because
so
I thought
funny.
It was her left. I thought it was her the hand. I'm like, yeah, what happened?
I thought they like switched up the rings and we got a whole different one.
The pictures, I put down them Dan Donut.
it was like my hand was swollen that day because I mean I'm sweating up there too because I'm wearing this dress that is very heavy and it's hot up there. I've got this candle. The ring doesn't fit and I'm like, oh God. And then I'm like thinking, I hope it doesn't fall off. But luckily my finger was, this finger is just so much bigger than my left hand that it was, I was hoping that after the fact that I actually could get it off because it was on there so tight.
Yeah.
It was so bad, but.
That's really funny.
And yeah, everyone was laughing because they thought it was my left hand. And they're like, wait, why didn't you try this on beforehand?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, everything was really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
I loved your dad, how excited he was after he gave his speech. Because he was so nervous. He was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Everybody on Matt's side is like a speaker. And everybody
went to you too. He said the same thing to me.
He was so
nervous. Would run his speech by anybody who was willing to
listen. I heard his speech.
He did amazing. He did so good.
He did.
Yeah.
He really did. And I was so happy for him that he got it done with. And it was kind of, it did suck that the microphone
was like honestly, going out in the beginning.
We talked to him about that after. It was like, it kind of like broke the tension though. Like
yes.
the fact that it went out, everybody got like a laugh. It was funny. And mm-hmm. then it was just like, okay, now here's the new one. Like you get to like have a refresh.
Right.
Almost. Yeah.
So I think it ended up working out for the best.
Yes.
And even the ceremony the night before.
Oh yeah.
That was just so like insane where that could have been the wedding. Been the wedding reception.
That's how we felt.
Because I walked in, I almost forgot that like, oh wow. Oh, there's a, they're getting
tomorrow.
Married tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
This is all really
nice. It felt
nice.
Like a 2-day wedding.
Yeah. It was stacked up. It was like Coachella. We had something like every night.
Yeah. Whoever set that all up did an amazing job from start to end. That was
Shout out to our wedding planner, Megan Wyatt. She's fantastic.
Yeah, that
best
was
best wedding
wild.
Planner we could have ever had. And also just thank you to everybody who was part of the entire process of the entire wedding. We were just
so nice. And then the I love the picture. I'm going to talk about your mom a lot because I am in love with your mom. I'm obsessed with your mom. Like I feel like that whole like weekend, I kept looking at her. I was like, I want my wife to be like that. She's awesome. She had a portrait. Did you see the portrait in the reception hall of her mom? Was it her mom?
Yeah, Patricia's grandma. Yeah.
Your grandmother. And they're in the same dress. I feel like they think what's it called when I feel like Mariah's like this too, like very like, I want to wear this dress because my grandmother wore it. It's very, what's the word?
Sentimental.
Sentimental. It's very sentimental when she did that. And I love that about her. Yeah, but she was standing right next to it. And that was so cool to see too, like in the same dress, a portrait of like your grandmother.
So my grandmother was a Spitfire. I was named after her, so I'm very lucky. But she decided one day that she
She was a what?
A Spitfire.
What is that? What does that
just
mean?
Just like, I don't know, you're like a pistol. You're like,
You know, I kind of got that. I'm surprised you did it.
Well, I didn't know if it was like a...
Oh, like a bowling club or something? Like she,
like that does like sound like a bowling club.
It sounded because she was in the Spitfire.
It sounded like a flapper, like gang type thing. Or like in Greece, like she was part of the Spitfires. And then there was like the
badass. So they're like the top one.
Yeah,
top gang.
Yeah.
Well, she decided one day that she wanted a portrait made of herself. She got this custom dress, wore it for the portrait, was in her closet until the day she died. She never wore it again. And when my mom was looking for a dress, all the mother of the bride dresses are just
Yeah.
Just very old lady kind of. And my mom and I both were like, why not just wear Yaya's dress? And it fit her perfectly. And then at that point, we have the portrait, which is massive. None of the kids, like, I think they might put it down at my grandparents' lake house. I don't know. So we're like, might as well put it in the cocktail hour room.
And yeah, just have her, yeah, like, no, there.
I thought it was such a nice touch. Like, it was beautiful,
like,
yeah.
It's like, why not? It'd be silly.
I know. I feel like I didn't even get to really see that portrait because that whole area was supposed to be, like, our cocktail hour.
Yeah, I didn't know. It was so big, I didn't know where to go.
You guys ended up seeing the reception venue before we did. Like, originally the plan was that there was a cocktail hour that was like inside, outside in that separate ballroom. Oh. And then it was going to reveal it to you guys. And you can
right when I walked down the aisle, their outdoor bar got completely shattered, fell everywhere. Like
before we arrived.
Before we arrived.
Because the wind.
There was no way that they could have 400 people with one small bar in a cocktail hour room. So they're like, you know what? We'll just open up the ballroom and just
Was the outside even open?
You could still go outside, but there wasn't a bar out there anymore. Like, I mean, at that point, the wind was so bad, it's not like they could set it up again.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they could, but.
So when we risking. So when we arrived, we were told everybody is already in the reception. People are just like hanging out, like eating and stuff. We were like, oh my gosh, awesome. And we got to go up into like a private room where we ate privately, which is nice because
I didn't even realize that you guys were like gone.
The moment you walk onto your wedding, people are going to start pulling you left and right. You got to be like busy entertaining the whole time. And so they gave us this private little moment for us just to eat. And we had our own drink. And
oh, wait, that's a really good idea. And we were going to
have a private viewing of the ballroom before y'all did. But
watch it, all the peasants party on your...
Well, we wanted to see, you know, because once you're in there, you don't really get to see what you've been planning for a year or whatever. And there were still parts of the room I never saw, but obviously but it was that didn't happen and it was fine. But
it was funny when we were eating because they're like, do you guys want to like see what it looks like? We're like, well, we don't want to like go out and just take a peek. They go, no, there's a private little window that we can show you guys. So we got to like go up to where like, you know, the techies are.
Was it like a two-way?
Yeah, yeah. And, well, we thought nobody could see us. And so we were looking and we're like, wow, oh my gosh, look, there's everyone. Oh my gosh. And then like one of my cousin's friends was just like waving at us like the whole time. Oh, no, we're like, oh, all right, bye.
So it wasn't a two-way.
And then, but it is... It's incredible being showered by like that much love. Yeah. It was so fun.
And the good thing about, okay, yes, we had 400 people there. That's a lot of people. But we had Thursday night, we had Friday night, and Saturday night. So by the time Saturday night came around, I felt like we really spoke with a majority of our people because we got to see them Thursday night. We got to see them Friday night. And then Saturday night, obviously, there were people that we didn't see Friday or Thursday and we spoke with and other people that we have seen. But it wasn't like... We felt obligated to go around and speak to every single.
Yeah, you got to have your moment.
Yes.
God, how stressful is it? Like, no, like spending so little time with each person and just hoping that they don't feel like they didn't have enough time.
I still think
that would kill me if I at my wedding. Like, if I spent only 30 seconds with someone, I'm just like, what if I don't see them for the rest of the time? They're gonna like hate me after.
I still think that. I thought the same thing, and just a big thing I was just gearing up for the entire wedding was just like, be present for these people in these moments. And so like, even though if it's like a short moment with your wedding guests, like don't break eye contact, be really like being like, thank you so much for being here and making sure that you're doing that every time and making it like sincere. When you do walk away from it, you're like, you know what? No, I gave, even if it was 30 seconds long, you gave them that moment. It's just good practice that the day it happens for
you. Matt, you should be like you're a wedding expert, I feel like, at this point. You should be like a wedding advice person because you've been to so many and now you've had your own
wedding.
I totally
would.
So now you could just like, you could come up with your own little like, like speech. You could go to colleges.
You could do like little like consultations and like.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You got the wedding planner and then you have Matt.
Yeah.
The wedding, just my the wedding little, encourager. Like,
spiritual guru.
And then going out at night at those bars, so fun.
Oh, did you guys have a good time going out?
We all went to this like one, I forget what it was called. It was between two. We went to one and we got there and it was completely empty. Just nobody there. And the entire place was all filled up, like all 250 people with our own people. It was all us. So, and nobody was prepared. The bartenders weren't prepared. The DJ wasn't prepared. Nobody was. So when everybody started rushing in and the DJ saw all these girls coming in there, he called all his boys and it went from one DJ to like eight on the stage and they're all just like moshing like this and just like looking, just like, yeah. Look what we did.
Wait, was this the like burlesque show place that you guys went one night?
No.
I know y'all went to a strip club.
That was the first night. But
I just have to say, I reached out to so many bars in Birmingham asking hey, can we rent out a bar? Can we do this? Can we do that? They're like, well, this is our busy night. I'm like, okay. And then some of these places we went to, they weren't even packed. And I'm like, I tried.
Yeah.
Like right. I tried to let people know, but.
It was fun. Like going out after at those two places was so funny.
There was a couple funny things that I wanted to fill you in about.
Oh, okay, please. Yeah.
It wasn't like to do with the wedding, but it was at the hotel.
Okay.
It was the day before, I went to go down to the little restaurant that's at the hotel. They had like food or whatever. So I go down there and I go to like place an order and I'm sitting there and like one of the chefs like comes out and just starts talking to me. Everybody's so personable. They're just like sweet and like want to just chat it up. So we're like talking or whatever. And she was like, yeah, the other day we had this new girl that was working and she didn't know like any other, like other workers or whatever. And some guy just walked in, went to the back of the kitchen and started cooking and cleaning and like running orders, worked the entire day. It was just some homeless guy that walked in.
You're lying.
And literally was writing down orders, bringing food out, refilling.
Taking tips too, probably.
I don't know if they were taking
tips. Where was this happening?
At the hotel.
Which hotel did you guys stay at?
The Hilton. Right?
The Hilton.
Okay.
Worked the entire day in the kitchen doing orders. At the end of the day, goes to the new girl. And he goes, so how do I get my money? Like, she was like, what do you mean? Like, and he was like, what, like, can I get it now? And she was like, I don't think I understand what you're talking about. She then finds out he doesn't work there. And it was just like some homeless dude that she was with the entire day.
Whoa.
Working with. And he was just like, so how do I just get my, do I get my money now? And
I hope he gets a job.
Yeah. Hopefully they hire him.
They ended up just like giving him like free food and like, I guess.
Give him a check. Obviously he ran your kitchen and y'all didn't take any questions.
Orders were up.
Everybody. How did he know like how to. Wow.
Everyone's getting their shit quick. This whole thing was like, amazing, damn, though. I got my food quick
just
today.
The fact that he like clocked in, walked in, and was just like, let's do this.
Wow.
Just back
that's
there.
Flipping burgers. What?
Wow.
Amazing, though.
That but really yeah, is.
She was telling me that story. I was like, this is so funny.
And I think it's a newer hotel as well. So like, she's probably new, but also the hotel is new. Yeah. So like the staff is.
They just hired a whole new staff because they knew there was a wedding happening. They're like, "Y'all, we need backup.
We need backup here."
Oh, by the way, the band that played at your wedding reception.
Oh yeah, the main attraction band. Shout out to them.
Unbelievable.
They were really fun.
I'm starting to really like. I feel like I'm starting to focus every wedding I go to. I can't wait to see who the band is and how they perform.
Oh, they had like the best like introduction to all of them. Yeah. Like, oh man, we do want to clarify though. Some people, so Patricia, if people saw online that she performed, what's the song?
That
called?
Was not staged, not planned. I was not supposed to be changing into that dress. I was sweating so much, and I knew that I had that dress in Megan's car, my wedding planner's car, and I said, Megan, I have to get this dress off because I already had taken off the big skirt. So it was just like the regular dress, but yeah. I had like three layers under the main or the base of the dress still. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I can't dance for another hour and a half with this dress
Are
on.
You supposed to? Like, is that like?
Sometimes people do. Oh, I mean. Okay.
But I hadn't tried that dress on in over a year.
Okay.
So like the one that I changed into. Uh-huh. So by the grace of God, it fit. And then all of a sudden, Proud Mary came on.
Which is the Tina Turner song. Okay. It's like one of her favorite songs. And they start playing it. And I remember that whole time I was like, where's Patricia? This is her favorite song. And you came right out in that dress and they brought you on stage. And you nailed it.
Yeah, that was sick. That looked like you guys rehearsed that.
Yes. And it wasn't
rehearsed.
You were
kind of going with the dancers too.
Because
I remember,
it's the Tina Turner dance.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was good. I loved that. It was such a vibe that whole night.
Thank you. It was a really, really fun night, guys.
Thanks, guys.
How was that? So how was that morning? Coming. That morning after? Because we left early.
Surprisingly not too bad.
It was pretty busy though. A lot of people were at
I was a little house. I was worried though if we were gonna get charged by the hotel because like we got someone set out like rose petals for us to like sleep and we were so tired we like went to bed like with the rose petals on and we woke up it looked like a murder scene. All the rose
they
petals
were bleeding into the sheets.
Yes.
All of it and we were like, oh man. And I'm like googling can you remove rose petal stains because I thought we were gonna have to get charged for the entire bed.
I'm sure they get that every single time the roses I'm
but
sure
it's like I mean I wish I'm sure usually people use like fake rose petals, but
maybe. But we use real woods, and boy,
it was like, I those I had sheets. Blood
though,
on me.
I feel like they replace those all the time. It's so gross too. Like, it's hotel sheets. You got to replace them at least.
Oh, but yeah, pretty rough. Like, I guess morning, but it was great because we had the brunch after and stuff. But
and
like,
the weather was so bad Sunday in a good way. It was so overcast.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. It was nice. It was fine.
It was we got so lucky with the weather there that day. It was fantastic.
I'm just now remembering what happened on the way leaving to go back to the airport.
Oh, did you guys almost forget your, some people miss their flights because of that.
So we flew into Atlanta.
Right.
And then we drove to Alabama. There's a time difference.
Yeah. Yes.
So we are leaving early. Really, we're going to get there early. We're good. We get into the car, put in the GPS, and we're like, wait, why are we cutting this so close? And we're like, oh my God, it's a time, like, there's a different time zone. Yeah. So then,
it's so funny. We were so excited too, coming here, like, oh, we're about to hit the time. Yes. And then we gained an hour, like, whoa. And we're just completely forgot it.
So Jason is freaking out because he's driving. And you know how old people like to get there really early.
Call Jay old.
Old people just like, poor they need to be there like 3 hours early or they're having a stroke. So he gets in the car, we start going, and he is flying. I'm like, yo, Jay, we're good. I don't know if you've driven with Jason. I feel bad saying this. The worst drive. He makes driving look difficult. Like, if you didn't know how to drive and you've never seen somebody drive, you would be like, I can't do that. That looks very tough. Yeah. He is, ooh. Like, you know in movies from the 40s where people are driving like this? Yeah. He drives like that. Sure. He is driving like that. And you know the lanes, like, as soon as you get out, it's like, bah, 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 bah. I'm like, bro, awful. So we're driving. And on top of this, Mariah taps me. She's like, look how fast we're going. I look up, 110.
What?
And then we're sitting there. I'm like, and then I peek again, 120. I'm like, this has to stop.
How close are you guys cutting it?
We were fine.
Oh.
Like, we still left early, but like, we just still forgot about the time difference.
So I'm like, we need to say something. Like, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
as soon as we're thinking this, we look at each other. Boom, we fly by. I was like, that's a cop. Immediately, cop.
Oh, yeah. No. Like,
chased us down. He pulls over, and I'm like, I was like, we needed that right
now. Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy because we were like going at a like safe speed.
So Zane and Todd were behind us in another car, like a ways back. And I sent a picture with the cop like in the rear view.
No, but we didn't even know that you were stopped yet. We didn't know at the time.
No, I sent the picture with the cop in the lights.
Oh, you did? Oh, I didn't see it yet.
So I was like, oh my God, they're coming up. So I took a video as they were going by, and they took a video going by at the same time of us pulled over. And it was just really funny that like they saw it. But the cop comes up and he starts talking. He's like, I clocked you at 101. If I give you this ticket right now, you have to come back and serve a day in prison.
What?
101 is fast.
Because he was 30 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Oh, and boy.
Like, that's a serious speeding ticket. So he would have to come to LA and then go back when it was time and do a day in jail.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at like the image of Jason having to go to jail and Naveen just outside of jail.
Just waiting for him to be free.
He got so lucky though with the ticket only being written for 84 because my little brother got a ticket right there and he had to go to, I don't know if he had to, pay a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
but he also had to spend a day at court, I think.
Wow.
Whoa.
Not in jail, but he had to go do, like, because he was following one of his friends, and his friend was going very, very fast. And he got pulled over, not the friend, but it was bad. And so that's really
it's
lucky.
Always like that. I've never had somebody been like, I was speeding and my friend was following me and he got the ticket and I didn't.
Well, it's easier to get the person behind.
Right.
Also, if you're following a cop who doesn't have their sirens on and you're just following him and he's going fast and you're going fast too, ticket.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That happened. Happened to me.
Oh, you thought you could have a little loophole. Well, if he's speeding, I could speed.
So yeah. Then he pulled over and then pulled you over? Damn.
He went like this little.
Oop, oop.
I'm always.
Sirens.
Rules for thee and not for me.
Mm-mm.
Did Greg tell you about the guy that came up to him outside of his place that he was staying at?
No, Greg Barrett?
Yeah.
No. They missed their flight because of the time change.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were at the brunch and they realized that the time
how many is different
and they darted out. That's all we heard about, but okay. I don't know.
Well, Mike and I had like major delays, but
yeah.
There was, he walked out and there was this guy coming, like walking towards him. And he said he could tell that the guy was homeless, but he looked normal. He didn't seem like a, you know, kind of. I don't know how to word it, but like, he just looked like put together, but you could tell that, you know,
a little mentally off.
And he was walking. So there was a guy coming up to him and he was walking, carrying a lead pipe with like the metal caps on the end of the lead pipe, like a big one. And he's walking towards Greg and Greg is like, okay, I gotta play this cool. Like I'm freaking out right now, but I'm not going to like make this guy think I'm like scared or anything. And I guess he made it clear that he was scared. So the guy came walking up to him and he looked at him, stopped, put his hand out, his fist with the lead pipe up to him, gave Greg a knuckle tap. And he's like, don't worry, baby. I love you. I'm not going to kill you right now. And Greg was like, I love you too. And the guy just kept walking.
That's wild.
What?
I love you, baby.
This is your
state. Don't worry. I'm not going to kill you right
Proud
now.
Proud of it.
And he was like, thank you. I love you.
That's some Florida shit. Jeez. That means, like, and if you're going to say something like that, that probably means you've
had some.
I would then
have had a little dabbled murder before.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
It's like broad daylight.
Well, you do know that Birmingham is the sixth most dangerous city in the United States, followed, and then number two is Bessemer, Alabama, which is about 5 minutes outside of Birmingham.
Oh, fuck yeah, period.
So,
good thing I didn't know that.
The article came out literally, I think, a month ago, and I was like, crap, everyone's going to see it. They're not going
to
come.
Yeah, because I wanted to, like, walk around at night.
No, it's fine. I mean, I've never felt unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I think we all made it back from the wedding, right?
We sure did.
Have you heard of everybody making it home?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of anybody not making it home. Okay. So.
Good.
Overall, great experience. Where are your pictures? I'm waiting for your pictures to be posted on Instagram.
I know.
First off, Mariah's photos were amazing.
Yes, thank you, Mariah.
Thank you. Thank you for being so photogenic.
Thanks for knowing how to take pictures. But we'll get a few back today, I hope. But it's all film.
I can't wait to see the video.
I can't wait for all the content.
So one videographer is doing just like a normal video. And he'll his contract, we should have it by November 1st, which is next week. And then our main photographers, they had a Super 8 video. I don't think we'll get that back for a while.
They got to go through so many of it, but I know we need some photos to post, but
yeah, I know people are waiting. I know everybody's
wanted to be loyal to our photographer and not repost like pictures our mom took or anything like that. So, but yeah, we also went to Hawaii. We had an amazing
honeymoon. Yeah, I was asked about that.
Yes.
Oh my God. It was amazing.
Good.
First time ever in Hawaii.
Yes.
I mean,
you loved it.
Which hotel?
We went to Kona, the Big Island, and we stayed at the Four Seasons Hualalai.
Oh,
which it was amazing.
Remy Cruz recommended it to me because Remy had been to like a lot of Four Seasons. She went to the one in Maui. Thank goodness we didn't pick Maui because that would have not been the best situation.
Yeah.
But Kona was ready, open for business, and she recommended the Four Seasons Hualalai. And dude, this resort, unbelievable.
Yeah,
like I've never stayed at a place this serene, this well staffed in service and food options. Oh,
did that truly feel like a White Lotus? Like, experience?
It kind of did. I mean, without
they
like the drama.
Upgraded our room,
dude.
Our room, the pineapple room.
So originally we had this like hotel in mind. We were planning on booking it, and then you know Sophia Richie when she got married, apparently she got engaged at this hotel, but I don't know if it was at the hotel, but it was on the residences at the hotel, I think. But that increased the popularity of this hotel and the rates were going through the roof. So this one room I wanted to get, we had to kind of like downsize and get a smaller room. And this is not an ad by any means, but I love credit cards. I love seeing where the points can book you. And on an Amex Platinum card, dude, There's like the fine.
The way the thing is that you said it just like an ad. Like you could have not said it like that.
But I just wanted to get it out of the way
because with my Amex credit card.
However,
you get a free room upgrade if it's on the Platinum card, and especially if you book it at a fine hotels and resorts one, which is what this resort was. It's part of their collection. And so we thought we were going to get a room upgrade, you know, just like one, maybe get an outdoor shower included. Dude, they upgraded us to like this full on suite. I don't want to, wow. Let's just say per night.
Was it kind of like a surprise because it was like you guys were just married? Was it kind of,
or did they get a lot of honeymooners? I don't know if they knew the context. I think they did know we were there for our honeymoon.
Okay.
Yeah. But the upgrade.
And I also didn't think it was that packed there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 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 So that's probably, yeah.
But the upgrade in the room that we ended up getting was a room that would have cost $3,600 a night.
Woo!
A night.
Heath and I have stayed in before, covered, remember?
I've never stayed in a Four Seasons.
It was.
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
That's beautiful.
And then the bedroom was like next to it. So we had a full on living room and we had two showers and like two closets.
That makes
and
you
it
just was smoke. Just
an outdoor shower. It was amazing.
Dude,
lovely.
I couldn't believe that the upgrade we've got. Because every time I've used like, that free upgrade, it's usually been like, you get a slightly bigger room. This was like double.
What, was everything just smooth as sailing in Hawaii?
Oh, it sure was.
Every restaurant on the property was so good. All we did was wake up, go eat breakfast, go lay out by the pool or by the beach and read.
Hey, I read like five books.
Really?
It was perfect. Oh yeah. All he did was the just read
was
all day.
Perfect.
He did say, remember he was, I think there's another trip you guys went on where like, you're like, as long as me and Patricia can just read.
Yeah,
all day, we're fine.
It's just time well spent because, like, I didn't want to come back from a honeymoon feeling more exhausted.
Yeah, you wanted to relax.
Feel exhausted. The best like experience or thing that we did while we were there, we did it on our last night. We went and did a sunset manta ray night snorkel.
Sounds scary.
Well, I was actually the first one that had to get in the water, so I had to be out there the longest and. I think it was probably a good thing because I wasn't even thinking. I was like, well, here I go. And there's everyone behind me. I have to get in.
Yeah.
But it was actually really cool.
So they take you like on a boat with like, probably like 16 other people. And it's really cool because you get on there, you know, they serve you drinks or whatever. And then they take you out.
Is it lit up like that?
Yes. That's they have these boards with LED lights and you take out a noodle and you get your snorkel mask and you go out there and you just lay horizontal. And these manta rays just come up and
feed.
It's the
coolest thing.
It's like watching angels.
They're huge, right?
Dance. Massive. And they get so close to you. They'll touch you and you're seeing like the insides of like their gills and everything.
Do they
have like a stinger, like a bar, like a stingray?
They're not barbed stingrays. No. These are like gentle. They're like
what I was imagining.
Manta rays
like
with the two type. Things coming up the front.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it.
That looks so fun.
I thought
that thing is big.
Yeah. I thought
wait, when where
it's
is
the
it?
Size of the
wait, I don't
the boat.
Oh, wait, that the white, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
There was like four or five of them and they would just dance around and it was.
Did you feel like you're an avatar?
Yes.
The way of water?
Yes. And the way like the LED hits, it almost feels like it's like a black light and you're seeing these creatures just illuminated.
That's really, I never knew they did anything like that. That's like really where they have a light in the water
and they're attracted to the LED.
The way they realized it is that when they built like one of those hotel resorts on the bay, they had just a light that would illuminate the water. And they realized that manta rays were so attracted to it because manta rays eat, you know, kelp and stuff. Uh-huh. And if the light's up, they really go after it. But the manta rays were running into like the cliffs.
Were they
and stuff.
Feeding them kelp and shit?
And
to have them.
Well, you can just see the kelp in the water. Oh, so they just go up because they like to be able to see it. And then over the past few years, they realized, this is like the most efficient way. Like you can watch these gentle giants.
Oh, I see.
Come
That's
up
a
to
lot
you.
Of shark food.
I would hide. If you are ever going to Hawaii, I'm not sure what it is with the other islands, if they have like manta ray experiences like this, but I highly recommend it. There's nothing
that's
like
so,
that.
That's, I would never think to like even look that up for like a nighttime
experience.
Yeah.
Well, I was so nervous because in Mexico we did, we swam with whale sharks and that was the scariest thing I think I've ever done in my entire life. You go to the deep, deep part of the ocean. There's nothing around you. I thought we were going to go to like, you know, we were just going to swim with these whale sharks in 10 feet of water. No, yeah. We are in the middle of the ocean. You have to like flip off the boat. They're going in circles around you.
You're having like free swim and trying to keep up with the sharks. Oh, it's no. stressful. No, and no, like no, that, because no, no, no. And then the waves out in the middle of the ocean nope. and you have a snorkel
there
on. You're
nothing
like,
nothing worse than that. And the waves, you're trying to.
Yes. And everyone on the boat shouting at you, telling you it's over there.
Even,
you gotta go
even
there.
When people are in those like kayaks and the whale's right there. Mm-mm. Nope.
So I was honestly nope. so nervous about the manta rays because that was my last experience with, mm-hmm. you know, animals.
An aquatic animal, yeah. yeah.
And this was
awesome. 10 out of 10. Awesome. We loved it. And then
everything just went smooth from the wedding, engagement.
Oh, did Matt tell you about our marriage certificate?
No.
We had to drive around for about 3 hours on Tuesday before we got married.
Tuesday, we wanted to get our marriage certificate done ahead of time before yeah. the wedding. So you have to go to the courthouse uh-huh. with all the documents and you have to like fill it out
online.
You have
to get it notarized.
Yeah. And then you have to get it notarized. We had it filled out. I thought I had it perfect. We get it notarized through like a family friend and we get to the courthouse and they go, you did it wrong. What? Because the example that they show you on like the marriage certificate, because it can have an example of if you were previously married and what was your last name before your previous marriage. The wording is very complicated. Yeah. And I had it listed out as like Patricia King. And they were like, no, it needs to be Flack. It will become King later on, yada, yada, yada. And we drove around for like 3 hours because we didn't want to ask the person who notarized us the first time if she wanted to redo it again.
Why can't they just make that shit simpler?
Every single notary place we went to, it was either, oh, the notarist is out for lunch. Oh, we don't notarize running marriage licenses anymore. We don't do that here anymore. And I finally was like, we got to call Lisa. She was like, why didn't you call me immediately after? Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And we just, we finally got notarized. But there was a moment where like, we're going to run out of time here and we will not be officially married.
You'll be before. Having a fake wedding.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It'd be a whole big fake wedding. But no, yeah.
They should like sit there over your shoulder and be like, okay, here, this here.
Yeah. Right. That's a really important document.
Just to like to make it easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out my brother did the exact same thing as Matt. So we were like, oh, we just need
I think it's a common mistake, but they just need to make it better identified on the website.
It was
you're
so anticlimactic though. When we went in there, she just is like, she took it.
She was like, congrats. And then see ya. We were like, all right. Okay.
They just said, I'm sure she was very excited the first few times when she started working. And then she's just like, yeah.
It's interesting how some states though, like, some states will require like you do have to have like a mini like ceremony of like exchanging it in the courthouse. But this one, it was just like, you're done.
Easy.
It's cool. Yeah. And that's like, kind of wild. Like when you really just get the certification that you are now man and wife. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do all your sins get forgiven?
Yes.
Right when you get married? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Is that true?
Can't wait to get married. Get blessed.
Mm-hmm. Everything's forgiven.
I mean, I'm very sinful. I keep bringing it up.
Yeah, your sins are blessed, cleansed. Right? Somebody's trying to repent.
I just need a good cleanse. Just a good church girl.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been so great having you guys by my side through this whole journey of me first starting to date Patricia, and now she's my wife. You guys have been amazing friends, and I just want to thank you so much for being a part of this journey.
Your video was phenomenal.
I just can't believe that, we're talking about this like on camera a few years ago. That's just so cool. So cool that we got to see it all come together. Mm-hmm. Hey, Matt, we were there before her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you know, we were all there.
Don't forget about
the small people.
Well, I'm glad y'all didn't forget about me this time around.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. We were saving you.
Yes, thank
you're
you.
A special one.
And we're breaking in the new season.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Congrats. It's
first episode, baby.
Congrats, season.
Five.
Woo.
Cuatro.
Cinco.
Nice.
Cinco. All right. Well, thank you, Patricia. And thank you. Actually, we could just end it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can close it.
Let's just close it out, baby. Thank you so much for breaking in the new set with us, right?
Sticking out another season with us.
We say that so much. How much longer, baby?
It's just like we surprise and shock ourselves every time it's a new season.
You really do. And just like everybody, good job on the room. Good job with everything. Yeah. Good job with sticking with us. Everybody sticking with us for so long. I'm proud of us. And I hope we can do this forever.
Thank you guys for watching us.
All right. Well, you can check out these episodes, obviously, every Monday audio form on the podcast app, on Spotify app, and all those other apps. And on Tuesdays, we post the video version of these podcasts on youtube.com/Zane and Heath every Tuesday. Stop. Just because you're a producer does not mean you get to sit there and you get to fucking lie. This, you're part of the show still.
Also make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneandHeath. We upload the episodes a few days early every single week. We also keep these cameras rolling for an extra like 20, 30 minutes, whatever. And we just do an extended cut of the podcast. We also do a bonus episode every single month, either drunk, high, with a guest, or just something fun. And then we have a live Q&A every month, behind the scenes content, a whole bunch of stuff. Again, patreon.com/ZaneandHeath. And you get it for $5. And as soon as you sign up, you get access to everything we've ever posted on there.
Thank you so much, and happy season 5. We're gonna have a great year, and we'll see you next week.
This one's to you guys.
Mwah.
Love ya.
Love ya. Peace.
Nice.